Ian Schur, editor-at-large at CNET. Elif, I'll let you pop the guest up, and I'll turn him up. Ian, thanks for joining us this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. Thanks for giving me double duty here. You were on with us on the Wintrust Business Lunch last week, and as we were closing, we mentioned briefly a story headlined Amazon Sidewalk. What is Amazon Sidewalk?
Yeah, it's a really fascinating thing that also can be a little scary. So what they're doing is that they're taking every Amazon device, which includes those Echo devices, a lot of the, you know, hockey puck shaped stuff we have in our homes, as well as our Ring doorbells, whatever else pretty much you have from Amazon. And what it will do is that it shares the internet connection that's in your home between all these devices within your neighborhood. So, for example, if my internet were to go out here at home, my neighbor's Ring doorbell would communicate with my Ring doorbell, so I would still know when someone came by and pushed the button or came by my door or whatever else. And in theory, this is meant to help make life a little easier for all of us. But, of course, the other end of it is that now my neighbor's stuff is on my Wi-Fi, and I didn't exactly say yes. So it's a very weird situation, even though Amazon seems to have the best of interests in mind here.
Is that an opt-in or an opt-out feature?
That is the hardest part. So we at CNET are very, very critical of systems that are only opt-out, which means you are opt-in by default. It's something that we think is unfair to consumers, and it shows, honestly, that a lot of these companies don't believe that people would use it if they were offered the opportunity.
Yep.
So this is opt-out, which means it's turned on by default, and odds are you already have it. And if you don't, it's coming soon. You'll find out by opening your Alexa app or your Ring app. We have instructions on CNET, and you can make the decision yourself. If you think it would be helpful to your neighbors to have this, great, fine, whatever. But the hard thing for us is that they're just turning it on without asking.
You said if your internet went out, then you would be able to still have the functionality of your devices. Would you still have internet? Would you still be able to go online using your neighbor's Wi-Fi?
Right. So that's where it gets a little interesting. Amazon says that in order to protect people's security and all this stuff as they understand, they don't want to suddenly make it so that you're using your neighbor's Wi-Fi, right? So my computer is not going to get on Wi-Fi and stuff like that. This is really only meant for the smart devices in our homes. And, you know, this is actually extending beyond some of that. So, for example, if I have one of Ring's stick-up cameras in my garage, right, and it's facing out toward the street, maybe it's slightly beyond where my Wi-Fi goes. My neighbor's Wi-Fi could help my Ring camera just work all the time. So they're thinking about this more in a broader sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
They think if all of these devices are able to use Wi-Fi kind of broadly, then everything gets better. But they don't want me to be surfing the web with my phone or computer.
What about listening to music? Would I be able to, if my internet went out, would I be able to still talk to my device and use your Wi-Fi as a result?
That's where it gets a little tricky. So we haven't tested it ourselves at CNET, but according to the way they talk about it, yes, essentially any device that is an Amazon device that is not like a web browser will be able to do that. So if you have an Echo device, you'll still be able to ask it to play, you know, Christmas songs.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are asking it questions about the weather, it'll still do that. So it's going to be interesting to see how far it goes, because if you haven't seen the Echo show, which is one of the ones that's more expensive, it actually has a screen on it to help you see, for example, the instructions for how to do cooking, right? It'll actually give you all of the recipe as you go along. That can surf YouTube, right, and watch videos. So I don't know where they're going to limit it, and I'm really curious to see what happens. They're also going to offer this technology to other device makers. So if I don't have a Ring doorbell, I have a doorbell made by Google or someone else, eventually it may work with this system. But again, that raises the question, am I okay with that? Am I comfortable with it? And by default, Amazon is turning it on whether I want to or not.
That's happening right now. I may be unwittingly participating in this web right now?
Yes, you may. And it's kind of a little weird. you know, it's one of my biggest pet peeves about the tech industry. They should really be much more forthright with you about it. And I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I mean, honestly, it sounds like a very interesting idea that could help a lot of people. But by by default turning it on without asking any of us, it's really hard to swallow.
Well, before Twitter trolls, the idea of a World Wide Web seemed like a good idea. This is literally a web in your neighborhood, isn't it?
Yes, in a lot of ways. And look, this isn't the first time we've seen these broader ideas come up. In fact, for a while, even to this day, a lot of our modems and our routers actually have a guest network built into them, right? And you can actually turn it on. And initially, the reason these were created, in part, was to help if you have someone coming to your home and you want to separate them from your network. But also, if you wanted to just leave it open for people coming by your house, mm-hmm. they could use your internet,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And in fact, if you have a Comcast device, you're likely sharing an internet connection with anybody else who has a Comcast device. They can log into your modem and use it. Now, they're separated from your network. It's not even counted against your data, but it's something Comcast offers all throughout their neighborhoods. And I've used it a lot of times when I'm at coffee shops and all sorts of stuff. So this is a thing that's been done before, but again, part of the problem here is that Amazon's just kind of doing it.
Okay, if I wanted to go to CNET.com and find out how to opt out, as you said, what would I search? CNET and then
what? Yeah, so it's actually very easy. And everything we do with these types of things, it's all you want to type into Google, I always recommend that's the easiest way, is CNET and then whatever you're looking for, so Amazon Sidewalk, and here's what to know, right? And almost every time you do that, you will find a whole long explanation of what it is and how to deal with it. And that's something we're very careful about because we understand it's not just telling you about the news of technology.
Right.
We at CNET also realize we need to help you walk through everything going on, and we do our best to really help you with that.
Okay. Well, I'll visit with you later this week on the Wintrust Business Lunch, and we'll post this conversation as a podcast on the WGN Radio John Williams page. So if you need to know more, you can also listen to it again here, and Ian will walk you through it. Thank you, Ian.
Absolutely. Take care.